There's a different kind of flap in South Africa, where a colony of penguins has moved into an affluent suburb near Cape Town. So many penguins have filled the area that a penguin crossing has been established where they waddle across the main road. NPR's Jason Beauvien has this investigation.
In 1983, an adventurous pair of jackass penguins made a nest in the upscale South African seaside village of Simonstown. Within a few years, thousands of their friends had joined them. The colony is one of only two on mainland Africa. Most jackass penguins nest on islands offshore. Faced with an invasion of waddling black and white seabirds, the South African government declared the area around Simonstown's beach a national park and put up a fence to try to contain them.
Quite often birds aren't interested in human boundaries. They will find ways around them, which they do.
Justin Buckman, a ranger with the Cape Peninsula National Park, says the penguins regularly wander into town.
A lot of the birds tend to expand into the urban areas, which is undesirable because they then have to cross roads. They're prone to being attacked by dogs and of course, going into people's gardens, which is not great for the residents around here, because if your prize roses are dug up, and you spent a huge amount of effort and time into it, it's not the ideal.
During the first 4 months of the year, at least 19 penguins here were killed by cars. This June, local officials put up penguin crossing signs near a popular penguin crosswalk. Buckman says the signs have reduced, but not eliminated, penguin fatalities on the road. The jackass penguin got its name because it sounds like a braying donkey. South African wildlife officials have tried to buff up the bird's image by renaming them African penguins. Their overall numbers in the waters facing Antarctica have declined sharply in the last few decades, mainly because of competition from commercial fishing. The penguins are not intimidated by humans, and they have no qualms about scrambling over bathers' beach towels on their way to and from the ocean.
The birds, because they see large volumes of people, are relatively desensitized towards humans, so they don't run away. But they are quite easily stressed, and serious wounds can be inflicted if somebody tries to touch a bird. They've got exceptionally sharp beaks and can quite easily break somebody's fingers.
But more often than not, in the clashes between the penguins and people, it's the penguins who get hurt. And when they do, they end up here at the South African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds Rehab Hospital. Alan Jardine, the head of the center, says penguins who've been hit by cars usually die. Jardine says most of his staff treat penguins who've been slicked by oil from the supertankers and other boats in the shipping lane off the Cape of Good Hope, and they recover quite well.
The African penguin is a very tough little character.
Despite their small stature and nonchalant waddle, Jardine says the feisty birds can fend off domestic dogs and handle most of the other challenges of urban living.
They have a life to live and things to do, as penguins are wont, and they go about it. The fact that there are people in their way doesn't seem to bother them in any real way.
The colony of penguins in Simonstown is one of the few on the planet in an urban setting, but it's thriving there. Jason Beauvien, NPR News.